I'll try to understand as best we can the sugya of Kutuv. So, how does our sugya introduce the idea of Kutuv? Question is there Knas Lagavi Kutuv? So that raises the question whether Kutuv are, whether their Gerus was a valid Gerus, and are they Jews or they're not Jews? Tosfos says, "Vala kutis perish by kuntris to kasarva kutim gemer royasein v'yeshen b'lav leisaschate." Rashi says, "Haba ala kutis. Why should they be listed in the Mishnah?" So Rashi says, "Kasarva gemer royasein v'yeshen b'lav leisaschate b'om." So Tosfos says, how do we understand this Rashi? If we hold the Gemer Royos, L'chayra, if we hold the Hamlis Eschatim, so L'chayra Rashi is saying that they are Kigoyim. V'zeu L'fishi Tosei. Taisa T'kidasalka Daitin Mi'ikra, V'ormel. V'dach Rusan Islu Yisr Chasanas. That Rashi is the shita that is clearly expressed by Rambam, that Lisas Chatein is Binach Rusan. In other words, that Lisas Chatein is a niece of intermarrying. To have chasen with the goy, that's Lisas Chatein Bum. So Rashi says that Kuti is that the din of Kuti is governed by Lisas Chatein. Umashe pirush, the kasavar kutim gemer royes saying, leinira lerivam, dimkain oyvedes kechavim he, oyvedes kechavim main laknas kineparch berkama daf yud aleph amud aleph. Va'od the bigmar mikimas is in Rav Meir. The very first sugya is like Rav Meir that says that there is no knas lagabe katana. Rav Meir isu de geri emesay. Nu v'afal gav dach de kula masis liyasek Rav Meir, da bita yomer gemar liyasek emasay, yikomokayim v'ha, this little bit of the Mishnah, to sovereign de geri emesay, nasek emasay. How do I know that? Because in Bava Kama, Maskin and the Shor Yisrael Shanogach Shoshal Kuti is Potter. Mishum the Knasu the Konas Rav Meir b'Memoinam. So if we made a Knas, that if a Jewish Shor of a Jew, gores the Shor of a Kuti, that one does not need to pay, and that was a penalty, so a penalty means that Me'ikara didn't, they should have to pay. That means Geri Emesim. Uporach mimas nisin d'ochad the kuti yesh lo kenas. V'isal kadaitach the kenas who shekonas v'meir v'moinam have hochanami liknois. Omad mimas nisin. So here we said that that's a steer to our mayor. So you see that that the Gemara understands that our mission is our mayor's mission. Otherwise it would not be a steer. Over there, Reb Meir says that the kutim are geri emes. Over here, it sounds like that the kutim are not geri emes. It has to be resolved. So the fact that it has to be resolved shows that our Mishnah is taka Reb Meir's Mishnah, and Reb Meir is the one that says that kutim are geri emes. V'mtoimem kein ma'ikam mashmalon. So now the Tosa asks on himself, so if Kutim are Geri Emes, and therefore they have Kenas, so there's no Chiddush. If Kain Maikam Mashmalam Shita Dishla Kenas. So the two Tevushim to that, Tosa Yishonim says that's Gufa, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, to be Kevei the Din that Kutim are Geri Emes. And they says, no, it could be to Sagadai Dot Lo Yevinan Le Kenas, Shalo Yitma'u Ben. That maybe we have to say that there would be a knas, so that kutim and the regular Jews who are not Kutim should not marry with each other. All right, so that's the first part. The second part of the Tosfos goes on to a different topic. Second part of the Tosfos discusses who else should be listed in the Mishnah. But the first part of the Tosfos focuses on this din of Kutim. Tosfos Shita, fairly clear. Right? Tosfos Shita is Kutim are Geri Emes. Mimela, they're big Jews. I have a Habamina that has to be explained that maybe they shouldn't have a Knas. Why this group of Jews, this group of Geirim, is different than other groups of Jews or Geirim? All right, to Tosfos we understand. For the most part, we understand. According to Tosfos Shonim, it's a little bit easier that the first Tosfos Shonim of the Yomad, Inami hu gufa kamash, hi gufa kamashman. This is the makor to know how the Mishnah paskened. We want to know what the Yudanasi paskened. This is how we know Geri Yemes. According to Rashi, it's very difficult, right? The kashas of Tosfos, either Rashi says that the Chiddush, to say that this Mishnah is Keveovir, apparently he doesn't think that's a big enough Chiddush, to say that there should be some kind of Knas, Havaminim. So Rashi says, no, the Chiddush of here is that even though they aren't good Geirim, they're not Geri Yemes. So then the question is, all right, so the Mishnah will be inconsistent with her mayor. So that Tosha says that is not such an Eisen Akasha, because the full Mishnah is not her mayor. So we'll have to figure out how to shot in the Sugin of Akama. All right. And then, but Tosha says that the bigger problem is that if they're not Geri Yemes, so then they're Goyim Gemurim. So then they're Goyim Gemurim, there's no Knas. Right, that's the Kasha. There is a Chasam Sofer that says that this Yesod, the Tosfos, drills into us that Goyim don't get Knas. The Chasam Sofer holds there might be a Din de Rabbonon. Maybe Rashi holds a Din de Rabbonon. Because in Dafid Aleph, it's part of the Shaka Vatari. It's not so black and white. It's probably the time with Tyre. We're going to give him a Knas, and then they're going to end up, Reuben's man is a goy, so we'll give him 200 zuz. No, and what? So that's what the Gemara says, so they'll end up enjoying the Knas, bigger Yusan. So Chasam Sofer says, no, it could be that Mitzad Adin, when a Jew is man is a goy, we penalize the Jew for being man is a goy. We don't want to, the same kind of deterrent that the Torah has for a Jew being ma'anes another Jew, so we have for a Jew being ma'anes a goy. And later on, the Chazal, for whatever reason, removed the knas l'gabei a goy. Tzarachim, why Chazal would do that? Why Chazal, it's just a strange thing to remove the knas l'gabei a goy. Tzarachim goy. I would do that. It could also be Shalei to Uba and some reason like that. But that's a mahalach that relieves the kash against Rashi. However, the kash against Rashi is much deeper. Why? Why is the kash and Rashi much deeper than just this Shandis Mishnah? No? No, Yechiel? Why should we assume that Geri and Royes are Goyim? Right? Explain the Kasha.
Rashi doesn't say they're Goyim. Rashi just says that Kukis is Geri and
Royes. Right.
Tosfos takes that as an assumption that means.
Right. And why would you not take that as an assumption?
Because Rashi doesn't always say that.
Right. So it probably runs deeper, first of all, because, as Yechiel intimated, that it seems from the Gemara and in Yevamos that we paskin that Geri Aroyos are good Gerim, Bidi Evid. Gerim Shalei L'Shem Shemayim are good Gerim, Bidi Evid. Person does a full Gerus. Makabel Omach Hashemayim. He does Mamish Tarek Mitzvahs and all the Rabbonans. He goes to a very good Gerus. He signed up for the course because he wants to marry a Jewish girl, and the Jewish girl not marry unless he undergoes an Orthodox gerus. All right? The motive is to get married. How? Why the Rabbanim signed him onto the course is a kasha. By the time he comes to the Beis Din, he says he's only becoming a ger in order to get married. Rabbi doesn't say that because they probably instructed him not to say that. But the Beis Din finds out very, very clearly that his motive to become a ger is because he wants to get married. Or else they don't find out. The ger insists on having his ger is done on a certain date because the invitations have gone out already. For whatever reason it is, they find out that his motivation is to get married. But when the candidate comes to the Beis Din, he comes. The course is a great course. He spent 2 years studying. He knows Mamash Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos backwards and forwards. He says his brachas. It's gevaldik, right? So the Beis Din may be doing the wrong thing by being Megai here. Karachian. Because again, Shulchan Aruch. Because he's there for the wrong motives. But the sugya is that Sugin Yevama seems to say, but Leacher Maisa, the Ger should be Chal. So Kash against Rashi is why would the Psak of the Mishnah, or why would the Psak of the Amiram and Yevamas be against the Psak of the Mishnah? Akasha. Still not an Eisen Akasha. Then Yechiel points out that there are, Rashi says, in. What is Rashi's lashon of Geirim Gemurim Heim? That's in Sanhedrin. That is Goyim Gemurim Heim. That's in Sanhedrin, right? Goyim Gemurim Heim. So here Rashi says Geiri Aroyes, and we say Les Eschatin Bam. So that over there Rashi says that. Seem to paskin, there's bechlal narchal. They didn't have suffix, nothing. Where does Rashi say that Geri Royis are Geri Emes? Where does he say that they're Geri Emes?
Well, in the Bumbles, it's learned that the Geri Royis that are accepted are really Geri Emes.
And therefore the psak should be. Good. So that's what we understand. We're going to understand Rashi a little bit more deeply. But in order to understand Kutin, the first thing to do is organize the parasha of Kutin, the various Gemaras. All right. So today, in the next 15 minutes, we want to organize the parasha. To make sure we're all on the same page is how to understand Kutim and to explain the machlekes, the yisodisik machlekes of Kutim Geres and Geri Emes. And then tomorrow Tisham we will be miyashiv Rashi. So the first question is the parsha of Geres. Parsha of Kutim begins in Melachim Beis Perek Yud Zayin. So you've all seen Melachim Beis Perek Yud Zayin. It's already our third parak of Navi. We learned in this parak, right? We did Shmuel Finasinim. Finasinim, we had to get the Yeshua parak, Lu, parak test, and then we had to learn for the second parsha of Nesinim. We had to learn Shmuel Beis parak of Beis. We had a third parak. Find out if you can get Bible credit for this amount of having trouble to getting in the college course you want to get into. So I'll sign off on 3 Prakim of Navi. That's more than 3 full Prakim with Perush of Chazal, at least a third of a course. No? So the Melachim Beis, Perek and Zion. All right, Sancheirev, in the time of Ochaz and Eishaya. Ochaz was the Melech Behuda, Eishaya ben Elah was the Melech Beisrael. So then the Navi records that Sennacherib came, that was the time that Sennacherib came with Bilbil Kol Amim. And he brought people from Kuta into Yudah v'Shomron. The lions came, and the Kutim then asked Sennacherib that he brought us here in order that we shouldn't, that we should be good subjects, not to kill us. So Sennacherib sends in Koyanim, and asks the Jews to send them Koyanim. The Koyanim teach the Kutim, and apparently the Kutim, and after the Koyanim teach the Kutim, so the lions go away. When you read the Navi, so the Navi's clear that they served the Ribbono Shel Olam and they also served the Avodah Zarah. Right, the end of the Perek Zayin. Now the question is exactly what happened. So you already learned. Tosfos says what happened. Tosfos Yevamah says what happened. Tosfos Chav Dalid Yevamah. No. Right. Tosfos Chav Dalet says that there is no question that step number one was Hach Geber. He says the Hosam Yoivdim Eloheim Kinechsim B'Seifim Melachim. There is no question that when you finish Seifim Melachim, according to Tosfos, no Gevers took place. There is no base in the world of Megayim because there are still Avodah Zarah. So it could be that they were keeping Shabbos, it could be they were eating kashrus, and it could be that they said Shema Yisrael, but they were serving Avodah Zarah. So halacha is that if a ger, a person becomes a ger, and he says he wants to become a ger, Gemara in Yerubamus later on Mem Dalet, chutz mi halacha achas, he doesn't like one halacha, tefillin, to take an animal and to kill an animal and flay its skin, for tefillin. So I once met a person like that. That he couldn't have a makabel. He did all tarayab mitzvahs. But he couldn't do tefillin. I think he was a Jew. Then not a Jew. So he, why? It's leather. Right, it's a rachmanos niyanu. Right, so he was a Jew. So he was a mevatel a mitzvah. By now he learned. But if a ger would do that, we'd say, it's a ger, it's a chal. It's nothing. A ger does not need to know all mitzvahs, just like Jews at the Har Sinai didn't know all the mitzvahs. But he has to, but he cannot be moichin any mitzvah. So Tosfos says, "Ein lachom achol gadol mizu." It was public knowledge they were still serving Avodah Zarah. It could not be the ger is as good. For some reason, Tzoruch Iyun Gadol, you have to learn in the Sami, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took the lions away. For some reason he brought the lions, and for some reason he took the lions away, but it was clear he did not bring the lions so that they should become Jewish, because he took the lions before they became Jewish. So we have to understand the parsha, strange parsha in the history of the Kutim, that they were felt threatened by the lions, they thought there was this magic called Judaism, and as long as they did the magical practice, God will take the lions away, and they remain goyim. And that was it. That's Tosfos' pshat in Navi. Okay? So Tzoruch in Gadol, what's pshat in the parsha? Why is it such a parsha? Why if anything is recorded is l'doros? So we're supposed to learn something from this parsha. Good. Tosfos says, but the Gemara says that the machlekes in Kiddushin. Kutim Geri Reza Geri Emes. How can anybody say Geri Emes? The Machlaikis sounds like a historical Machlaikis. Was there another event later on where they were Megayer? So, Machlaikis in history. In the history of the Kutim. So if you hold Kutim Geri Arroyo saying, that means they always remain this non-Gerim group because they were not Shemir Mitzvahs. If you hold Kutim Geri Yemes, it means that at one point they became good Geri. That's Tosfos Shita. Rashi does not hold that Shita. How do we know Rashi does not hold that Shita? Because Rashi and Yevamos and Dav Chav Dalet, no? How do we know that? Then Rashi is Cholik in this Tosfos. Sanhedrin also, correct. Sanhedrin Pehei. I didn't bring. So they didn't pay in the base. Okay, this might be even a sharper raya. So Rashi Pemet Bey says, Eliachar Kacher Shiyu. He's a different pshat in Navi. How do you get the Rashi's? Yeri Yemes with Philoson Gerim Gimurim Hoyu. The Akshav Yershu, Yvi Yisrael, Shena Oysa Masayamcho, Vichihechia, Dal Kolosin Potal Kosin Ami Potter. Yeri Yemes means that with Philoson Gerim Gimurim Hoyu. In other words, when the Pshat in the Navi, we have to understand Pshat in Navi. So, L'chayrit means that they were Geirim Gemurim. In the Navi, we're missing a step. And some point later on, but still with Kufas HaTanach, with Kufas and Nebuah, they went back to Avodah Zarah, Chazar V'Sarah. It's a little bit difficult to shove into Rashi. Why? No?
Because the next one.
Well, that's according to Gary Roy, you say. Right? Behem kin nochem gemurim. No? Why is it, what's difficult in saying this in Rashi?
Same word.
That the Navi is describing two different stages? Va'achshav. Achshav sounds like now, sometimes later on. L'chora, Rashi, the pshat should be that v'hem kvar hirshu, v'hem soru meher, right? Avu min aderech. But what's clear in Rashi is mitchilosan geirim gemur moyim. Hailim pshat navi, tzorachim, I have to figure this out. All right? Both Taisus and Rashi hold that there are two separate stages of kutim at the very beginning. Except they go in different directions. Tosha says, in the beginning they did something that was not Geirus. Afterward, there's a Machlekes, maybe there was another step in the Geirus. And Rashi's for Keret. Rashi says, initially they did something that was clearly they did some Maisa Geirus. That Maisa Geirus is open to question. But if you hold Geri Emes, that means that they messed up later on. Right? So both say there are two stages, they're just going different directions. Now, Rashi then says in Yevamos Chof Daled, when Rav Nechemiah discusses Geirim Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, so in that list, Rav Nechemiah says, one of the members of that list is Geirei Aroyes. Rav Nechemiah Emer, Echon Geirei Aroyes, Echon Geirei Chaloimes, Echon Geirei Mordechai V'Esther. Anybody who is Megayer for ulterior motives. Machlekes, are they Gerim or not Gerim? So Tosva says Gerim Royas there is not the historical Gerim Royas. Because in Tosva's mind there was never a question about the nature of their Gerim. It's a question whether historically there was a second Gerim or not. But Kutim were clearly not Gerim at one point and may have undergone later Gerus. But the concept of Gerim Shaloi Lishma, Tosva says that's not Kutim. Because Kutim never became Gerim Shaloi Lishma. Because their initial act of conversion was not Gerus. So therefore, Gerim Aroyes must mean a person who converts because he believes it'll save his life. Right? A person undergoing major surgery, the numbers are dismal, chance of recovering are not great. He figures, all right, he'll become a Jew, it'll help. That would be, that's Geri Royis. And Rashi says Geri is a technical term. It's a technical term in Shas. And therefore, it is referring to Kutim. And therefore, Rashi says Pshat in Geri Arayis is perfect Gerim Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. Right? So now, glad Yosef.
Like those two
Rashi's
are arguing about whether the original conversion
was good. Which two? What do you mean two Rashi's?
That Rashi holds that
they were all good.
That
the conversion was good from the beginning, and then it was just machlokes about whether they messed up afterwards. No, Rashi holds that everybody agrees they messed up afterward. But there's a machlekes whether the initial gerus, like you said 2 seconds ago, whether that was a valid gerus or not. Sam?
Didn't Rashi and Sanhedrin say they started out as gerim gemurim?
Right. So l'chora that means according to one who holds gerim emes. Rashi, the quotient gerim emes, right?
So in both cases they're gerim emes, just in the case in Yevamos that we just brought down.
Oh no. Well, you're correctly confused. Right, but let's just put when Rashi says "bitchilim gerim," that's to explain Geri Emesay. Right, so according to Rashi, there's the machlekes Geri Emes Geri Royis, like Yosef just said. L'chora, that is a machlekes and how to interpret Melachim Beis Perek Yud Zayin. If you hold Geri, and everybody holds, they messed up later on. Right, in other words. There are three Gemaras you have to organize. You have to organize the Geri Arayis Geri Emes Gemara that comes up in several places. You have to organize the Sugya in Chulin and the Sugya in Kiddushin. You right? The Sugya in Chulin Daf Vav. Ashkechu has Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef Shadri Ravu Lasuye Chamer Beikutori. He sent Ravu to bring wine from the house from Akuti. Ashkechu Sava, right? Rashi says Eliyahu Navi came. Omale Les Kan Shomrei Torah. There's nobody from over here. This is the second story, right? The first story, or the second story? It's almost the same thing. He sent Rav Meir to Tkufas Atanoim to Akuti's house. Ashka Husaba, El Yanovi stopped him. Omale Vesamta Sakin, Lachem Al Nefesh Atah. He said, "You're a good guy. You're Shomer Mitzvahs. What are you doing? Getting wine from Akuti?" So Shmuel Lozer said, "Mayor, I wanted to get you the wine. I tried to do what you told me to do. You'll never believe what happened. I had a Gilil Yo. And he told me, nobody's from around here. He told me what's going on over here. None of them nefesh. So my time, what's going on? I'm Rav Nachman, the Musyona, Motzulen, Miroi, Shagir Reason, Shayuav Demoisam. That they found an avodah zarah, and the kutim was it all the kutim? No, but mer l'tamei the omer chayish l'miyute, the gozer wrote to miyuta, the real basin is sort of care mayor. Right, so the Gemara says that at some point, that in the time of the tanoim, the kutim were distanced from the Jewish people. So according to this story, Kutim were Geri Emes or Geri Arayis? No?
They were Geri Emes, but
right. The Megarians because of Rav Meir, because they're getting wine from them. And Elyonovi had to interrupt. So the Gemara in Chulin says, right, so this would seem to indicate Halacha Psuka, that Kufa Satanoim was that they were Geri Emes. However, in the Kufa Satanoim, Elyonovi got involved and said, it's time to do differently. So Rav Meir, because of the Shita and Chai Shlomiyuta, he therefore said we're going to be choshish that all Kutim have gone down the tubes. They're down there by the Zohar Nigers. According to the Gemara, there's a little bit of a different version later on. Even if it's not Rav Meir. V'loizaz misham ad she'osam avoydus kecham gemur. Right? Same thing happened. It was Rav Yavo, it wasn't Rav Meir. It wasn't because of Choshem Yuta. So again, historically, two different ideas. Was it a small group? Was it a large group? But it's clear that if we hold Geri Emes, right? If we hold Geri Emes, so it's clear that there was at least two stages. There was a later stage of Bizmana Tanon, right? Parenthetically. Now you can understand very, very, very well Tosfos. Right? Tosfos in our Mishnah holds that Kutim have to be Jews, correct? Because if they're Goyim, there's no Knas. So Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Shonim says you should know that that's what we pass. What does our Tosfos say? What's the Chiddush? No? That this was not one of the examples that they made. And Tosfos fits in and Tosfos beautifully. There was Kufas at Tanoim, there was already a halacha lamasa kutim are to be treated like goyim gemurim. And if the word is out, again, it's hard for us to picture this and imagine this, that the knasa one gives to a person's ma'anes is going to impact on the culture of whether they're Jews or not. It's hard for us to wrap our minds around. But apparently that's the way it is. That's the way it was. So apparently Tosfos says that B'tkufas HaTanoim, they were saying, Legabe certain halachis are making the Kutim Kegoyim. Why? Because we want to tell the people, stay away from them. Soru, they finished. They're assuming some kind of Yoyna, right? They couldn't get rid of the Avodah Zarah in their hearts. Didn't happen. It was hundreds of years later, not so much later, 200 years later, 500 years later. So we started to say their shechita isn't good shechita, and their wine isn't good wine, even though they were Jews. Right? Again, these are every parsha is have to understand this. What's happening? They were Jews. They were good gerim. But they were geirim that were going to have a terrible impact upon Klal Yisrael, and therefore Chazal made the decision better to distance them. Again, it's amazing decisions, but not for right now. So our Tosfos says, how far did they go? That's what our Mishnah is saying. Did they actually say, you know what, we're going to take away the Knas because we want people to know they're goyim gemurim? So we won't give them a knas. Right? Just like they underwent a penalty in Baba Kama. So Tosfos says, Chazal didn't do that. Right? Again, for whatever reason. We want people to know that they are Jews whom we have to distance because they're going to have bad influence on us. But they're still Jews. So one of the ways in which they maintain the sense that they are Jews is that you should know being ma'anes, akuti has the same din as being ma'anes and Yisrael Gomer. Again, why that works, I don't know, but apparently that works. Right? But you understand this Tosfos very, very clearly. Tosfos is responding to this event that took place between was a Tanah, Mamash Rameh was involved and Rav was involved. Good. So we know that there were for sure at least two stages. According to Tosfos, there were three stages. Right? According to Tosfos, there was stage number one where nothing happened. It was all phony Geirus. It was a sham. Step number two, if you hold Geri Emes, it was a Gevaldik Geirus. Geriemus. Step number three was they became involved in the Avodah Zarah, and we had to distance themselves from them. All right? So that's clear so far. All right? One more Gemara, and I'll let you go. Amr Rishuv and Levi. The Osir of Oven, either B'shem of Yechanan, Rav Chanin of Rishuv and Levi. Shloisha Machleika is Vidover. Rav Yishmol Sabar Kutim Gere Royasay. What does Gere Royas mean in this context? Yoni. Kutim gerei royasay, the koinim shenitwahem koinim sulim, and koinim who got married with them have lost their koinim sulim. Rabbi Kiva sabar gerei emesay. No, so what does gerei royas mean in this context? Kutim are gerei gerei emes. Gerei emes means koinim shenitwahem koinim sherim hayu. That ultimately, even though a Kohen can't marry a Ger, but ultimately, when they're no longer Gerim, so then Kohenim, two or three generations later, the Kohenim can marry them, right? So what does Gere Aroyes mean in this context? No?
Stays with them for generations.
Are they good Gerim or not good Gerim?
Not
good Gerim. Right? In this context, Shlosha Machlokes, there are three shitas. Rabbi Shmuel, Geri Royas. Rabbi Akiva, Geri Emes. Right, the next shita is, that doesn't really impact us right now. Because that's a third issue. About marrying Gerim. So they're going to get involved in the third issue. Right? So now coming back, so now Yoni asks the following question. He says, the Gemara in Yevamos says, Gerim Aroyos is a machlokes whether they're good Gerim or not good Gerim. What does Geri Royis mean there? Geri Shalosh Shem Shemayim. All right. So again, so now I just want to explain. It's clear that the Kutim underwent either three or four stages. Right. Let's take the approach of Geri Emesay. So Geri Emes means that initially, and they'll take, let's say, Rashi Shita. Initially, they were good Gerim. Stage 3 or stage 4, Motzi Yonah Behem, and therefore, they were distanced. All right? In between, that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Right? Gemara in Kiddushin says that they were... There was a machlokes as an ongoing machlokes. Right again, according to Rashi, there was they when they did their conversion, there was a machlokes as to whether that conversion was valid or not. That machlokes persisted through the time of the Mishnah. It was paskened up at some time in the Mishnah as being Geri Emes. And later on, also Kufus and Mishnah, shortly after it was paskened up, they found them to be Rishoim of the Berezarnix, and therefore they instituted many Gezeris against them. Okay? So now, according to Tosfos, a little bit different. According to Tosfos, step number one was a sham. Question, was there a step number two? If there was a step number two, so then that was a valid Gerus. And there was a step number three when Chazal distanced them. Right? According to Tosfos, our Mishnah is looking at step number three and wants to know how far did Chazal go. But according to Rashi, our sugya is looking at what step? The original conversion, or Geri Emesheim V'yachshav Rishiyu. Has to be initial, right? Why? Because it's chatein ba, right? They're not shivamim. So, and any score it has to be, right? So now, according to Rashi, we don't understand that if Rashi holds that there's leisus chatein, that means our mission is establishing Geri Eroyesheim, right? So we don't understand why Rashi would impose in our Mishnah the din of Geri Royos when it goes against the Psak that we know from the Sugya, when it goes against Rav Meir. Why was Rashi making my Mishnah that way? Right? And if Rashi was making the Mishnah Geri Royos, then why would there be a Kanas? So we don't understand that. So we'll come back to that. Too late now to discuss it. But let's just go back for a moment to discuss the machlokes of Geri Emes. Yesodis machlokes. According to Tosh, it seems to be historical machlokes. As difficult as it is to say, I don't know the way around it. There's a machlokes as to whether something took place afterward or not. Whether there was some event that happened afterward. Right? The Gemara and Kiddushin discusses what with the Kohenim who went in. What was their motive in going in? What did they try to accomplish? All right, so there means being some ambiguity as to different stages of Kohanim going in. Good. But according to Rashi, what's Pshat? According to Rashi, the two kashas. All right? What are the two kashas according to Rashi? Kasha number one is, how do you learn Pshat in the Navi? If you hold Geri Em, so if you hold Geri Arroyos, right? That means that if you hold Geri Arroyos, right? So look over, that means that they, right? What's the kash in Rashi? What's unclear in Rashi?
What Geri Arroyos?
Right. In other words,
the Bible says it seems to say Geri Arroyos is Geri Emes.
Right. And according to from the Gemara in Yevamos, it sounds like the Geri Arroyos means Geri Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Geri because of lions. Right? So it sounds, and we know there's a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael, whether the Kutim were Geri Arroyos or Geri Emes. Right? L'chor, what does that mean? Were they Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim and therefore not good Gerim? Or were they L'Shem Shemayim and therefore good Gerim? Correct? Then we get to the Sugya in Yevamos, and it says that the Tanoim, there was a Machlokes, Geri Arroyos, Gerim Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Are they good Gerim or not good Gerim? Right? According to Rashi, that's the issue. The facts are that the Kutim were Gerim Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. That's the fact, right? They became Jewish because they didn't want to get eaten up by lions. Now there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Gerim Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. What's the din? Geir Arayos. Sounds like Geirim Shelo L'Shem Shemayim are not good. Or Kutim Geir Yemes. Geirim Shelo L'Shem Shemayim are good Geirim. L'Chayim Pshat, correct? Open up Yevamos. And Yevamos says, Geirim, Geirim Mordechai V'Esther, Geirim Arayos, Kulam Geirim Heim. That sounds like Geirim Shelo L'Shem Shemayim a good Geirim. Right? So Tosfos says, no, you misunderstand. There's a Geirei Arayos, which is referring to the Kutim, and that means that there was never a subsequent Geirus. And there's a Geirei Arayos in Yevamos, which means Geirim Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. And you always have to figure it out, what is the term of Geirei Arayos mean? But Rashi does not say that. Because Rashi says, Geirei Arayos Kegoyin Kutim. And he quotes the Parash in Melachim. So now the question is the machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael the same machlekes as the Sugya Yevamos? Now the Sugya Yevamos says Rabbi Nechemia, but doesn't quote Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael, what are they arguing about? Are they arguing about the din of Geirei, Geirim Shelo L'Shem Shemayim? So then it's mamish the same machlokes in Yevamos? Or are we supposed to understand that the machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel is specifically about these kutim? And they're highlighting a separate nakuda of Geirim L'Shem Shem Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. Right? Now the question is the machlokes of Kutim Geirei Emes Geirei Arayos, is that identical with the issue of Kutim being Shelo L'Shem, of Geirim Shelo L'Shem Shemayim? According to Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel, are they arguing about a halacha? Are they arguing about a fact? What's their machlokes? How do you lemshan the sugya? If they're arguing about a fact, so then the chayit's a little bit difficult. It's a parshanut. If they're arguing about a halacha, then the Sugya Yevamos Chav Dalet should somehow record that this is a machlek to Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. And the Sugya doesn't do that. That's what Yoni was saying, that the terms are all mixed up. Taisus Kasha. If Geirei Arayos means Geirim Shelei L'Shem Shemayim, right, then Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel should not be arguing with a Kutim Geirei Arayos or Geirei Emes. They should be arguing whether Geirei Arayos are Geirei Eschal or Nachal. Right? If Geirei Arayos means Geirim Shelo L'Shem Shemayim, so then Rabbi Shmuel says Kutim Geirei Arayos means Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. No, so what's the din? Rabbi Akiva says the Geirei Emes. In other words, everybody agrees that Geirei Arayos. The question is, have they Geirei L'Shem Shemayim? How do we pass the Gabbai Geirei Arayos? That was Yoni's question. So I would suggest this in the Kuda to focus on that the Kutim are different than regular Geirei Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. Why is that? How is there a difference between the Kutim and regular Shelo L'Shem Shemayim Geirei? Kutim shel Mordechai v'Esther. Geirim shel Mordechai v'Esther.
What is that?
Well, it's highlighted by the Avodah Zarah. And according to Rashi, we have to say that somehow the Avodah Zarah was afterward or something. Go ahead.
You could say one is to jump on a bandwagon, like for like reasons of social reasons, or one is because you feel like you're going to die.
I would say you feel you're going to die, and therefore what?
Therefore, you feel like you have no choice.
No. When they asked Sancheiriv to bring the Koyanim in, what was their thought process?
That he could save them.
The what?
That would save them.
And why would it save them? In other words, L'chora, when they turned to Sancheiriv, they said, we've angered the God of the land. But they recognized that there was a God of the land. Right? A person who's... It could be that what Rashi is... the pshat according to Rashi is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael are saying, Kutim are a unique issue over here. A ger shalol l'shem shamaya means, Sam said, a bandwagon ger. Right now the Jews are doing well. David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. We're jumping on the bandwagon. All right? Are they going to do mitzvahs? Of course they do all the mitzvahs. That would be a question. Do they really believe, what's their emunah? Unclear. They certainly are not serving of a Zara. They're not denying the Rabbanu Shalom, otherwise it could become Gerim. Right? But have they become thoroughly Ma'aminim? It's not discussed. They say they're Ma'aminim. Otherwise it could become Gerim. If they're asked, they'll say they're Ma'aminim. Right? The Kutim thoroughly believed that there was a Jewish God. And they believed the Jewish God was powerful. And the Jewish God could bring lions that are not indigenous animals. They're brought from Africa. Lions are not normally found in Eretz Yisrael. And the Jewish God brought these lions and did a nace. So when they did their gerus, they believed in their Ribbono Shel Olam. Apparently they believed their Ribbono Shel Olam, and maybe they were still left with some Avodah Zarah as well. Maybe they somehow co-opted their Avodah to believe in their Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe. Maybe Rashi holds that they saw all of their other Avodah Zarahs as somehow being subservient to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the L'chora, the Machlokes of Geirei Royos, or Geri Emes, means that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva understood they ultimately came to believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Olam. There were no flaws in their Amuna. Rabbi Yishmael says on one hand they came to believe in their Ribbono Shel Olam. But their belief in their Ribbono Shel Olam was motivated by otherwise dying. They really believed that there was a Jewish God. And they really believed the Jewish God was going to kill them if they don't become Jewish. No, is that a good ger or not? If a ger says that he's becoming fully practicing, he even believes because he wants to marry a certain girl, the Bezin has said, we shouldn't do it, but the Eved will be okay, and others say, but the Eved, Machlokes is good enough. All right? When the Gemara says, Geirei Royos, the Gemara is saying, this is a little bit different. This is a person who believes that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's going to kill them if they don't become Jewish. So, the motivation to become Jewish is not because he wants to become part of the Jewish people, become from or become do mitzvahs, not because it's a better lifestyle. It's called staying alive. Right? That's also a better lifestyle. Right? But he believes that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam who's forcing him to do this. So what's the halacha then? Is that a ger emes? Is that not a ger emes? That's the unique aspect of a kuti. L'chor, a little bit different. All right? So that's why there's that l'chor is what, according to Rashi, is the machlekes of kutim geri emes and geri royas. L'chorit means the following. It means, according to those who hold that motivation is a factor as to whether the geris is chal or not. Are these gerim, do they satisfy that requirement? If you hold that motivation is not a factor, bechlal, so then, l'chara, it's a real question. The gerim royis, the good gerim. If you hold that motivation is a factor as to whether the geris is chal, so what about in this case? Where there was motivation, but there was genuine emuna, but the emuna came, but the motivation to be makabel mitzvahs was because they thoroughly believed the Jewish God would kill them. According to Rashi, that could be the pshat in the Navi. How can you have a zara and a moon at the same time? Because this group of kutim, according to Rashi, they believed that there was a Jewish God. They also were still much more interested in the lifestyle of the avodah zara. So they still had their interest was in being avodah zara. Their interest, if you had to ask them, what would you rather do? Go to avodah zara, take a temple, or a Jewish temple? I'd rather go to avodah zara temple, but I'm not going to do it because if I do, I'll die. So they were ma'aminim, but they didn't denounce the lifestyle of a goy. That's such a strange. So that's the machlokes of kutim geri rois geri emes. That's pshat according to Rashi in the brisons in Yevamos Daf Chof Dalet. That here we have geri arois, right? But and the geris is chal. In that shita is now a further machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. All right? Now we still have to understand that Rabbi Yashiv Tosfos Kashas. But at least we have, I think, clarity in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Sorry for